Raymore Pryors, who maintains St. Christopher's Inn, presents the Ave Maria Hour. Raymore, a place of pilgrimage at Garrison, New York, close to the historic Hudson River, is the home of the Atonement Friars, known also as the Graymore Friars. Here the Friars maintain St. Christopher's Inn, where for more than 60 years they have sheltered, fed, clothed, and given spiritual comfort to homeless and destitute men. No man, regardless of his race, creed, or color, has ever been turned away from St. Christopher's Inn. And it is here at Graymore that the Friars carry on their work for religious unity among all people. For that end, they also publish The Lamp magazine. The Graymore Friars and their homeless men want to pray for you, for the happy outcome of your personal problems and needs. To be remembered, simply send your intentions, together with your name and address, to Brother Bernard, Graymore, Garrison, New York. The Friars and the men they shelter at the inn will then begin offering their prayers for your personal problems and needs as soon as your letter is received. Why not write today to Brother Bernard, Graymore, Garrison, New York. Now, the Graymore Friars invite you to listen to the story, The Prodigal Daughter.
Your older sister. That's what we should be, honey. Sister. Can you imagine? Like, who needs a mother for a sister?
She sounds immature. Saints, you know, they're all immature. You know that?
I hope I never see her again.
Well, you don't have to. Not now. You're free.
Oh, well. I've always been free.
Yeah, but now it's different. It's really different.
I was free when I was 13. Nobody cared. I mean, it was just 3 years ago. I could stay out all hours.
You want a split of beer?
Oh. Yeah, okay. No, I don't want any.
Moonsong left us here last night.
Yeah, and I don't want to see him anymore. I mean, he acts like he's something new. What's so new? Gloria?
Yeah.
She used to say, I trust you, baby. I didn't want you to feel repressed or anything.
Oh, but take care of yourself. Girl doesn't have to get into trouble.
Not these days.
You sure you don't want some of this beer?
I told you, Gloria. I said I didn't want me.
Hey, you're getting uptight again, Sue. Relax.
Gloria, I'm coming down.
Well, Moonsong will be here soon, and he said he'd bring you something.
He said that?
Yeah.
You know, I need it. I mean, I need it, you know?
Sue, hang on, huh? Moonsong was, he ought to be here real soon. Oh, God, it's after 11. Listen, I'm going down the block, you know, like we need the rent money.
No, stay. I mean, when I feel like this,
Sue, it's not for me, honey. It's not my thing, but it's yours, and you're doing your thing, and I gotta get the money.
Why doesn't he come? Why doesn't he bring it to me? I need it. I need it.
I have to go, but if I see Moonsong, I'll tell him to hurry.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're beautiful. You know, you're really a beautiful man.
Excuse me, I'm looking for someone.
Yeah, I know. Listen, sit down. You can buy me an espresso.
Are you Gloria Roberts?
That's right.
You were pointed out to me.
Say, I must have a good booking agent.
I was told you live with another girl, Sue Nelson.
What are you, mister? A fuzz or something?
A what?
A cop.
Oh, I'm a father.
Yeah, everybody's got a father, so you're somebody's father. Who'd you say she is?
Sue Nelson.
And I'm supposed to know her?
I was told that. In God's name, if you know where she is, tell me.
Tell you? What can I tell you?
Where she is. Tell me where she is.
Now, look,
Look, I'll pay you. I'll pay you anything. Just tell me where I can find her.
Hey, you mean money?
Please help me. Here, take this. There'll be more. But help me.
$50? Wow.
There'll be more.
Well, now, look, I mean, I know her. I used to know her. You know, she was around.
Can you find her?
Well, I don't know. Look, why don't you come back here tomorrow night, say about 10?
Well, if we could look for her now, we can get a cab. We can go to all the places you think she might be.
I said tomorrow night, okay?
Well, I just thought, look, I've been looking for her, searching for her for all these weeks. I reported her missing to the police, but she's just one among thousands. You say you used to live with her?
Well, we shared the same pad, and she found somewhere else to go.
Well, tell me about it.
What's to tell? She's free. I mean, what else is there?
Free? God in that. We never interfered with her. We gave her everything.
Yeah, but nothing.
What?
I mean, you gave her nothing, right?
I don't understand you. Oh, look. Look, there she is. She just came in. Sue!
Let her alone. Look, don't talk to her. Make like you don't know her.
Gloria, where is he? Where's he gone? Where is he? Where is he? He promised.
Sue, darling.
Did you let me
alone? Don't you touch me. You asked her to come here. I don't need you. I don't even want to see you.
Sue, honey, it's Daddy.
Stay away from me. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see anybody.
Come on, baby, come on. I got the money, and we'll find Moonsong or somebody, but come on.
Sue, in God's name, please.
I told you tomorrow night. Hey, Davy, you awake? Huh? Come on, time to get up. Here, drink this. Smells good, huh?
What is it?
Coffee.
Coffee?
It's fresh. I just made it this morning. I did some shopping, and we still have money.
What? My father. Last night. Is that for real?
Yeah, well, he's been looking for you.
He wants to spend his time looking. That's his back. That's the way it is. Right?
Look. Right. Except you're underage.
Does he know where I am?
Well, not last night he didn't, but he'll find out now, unless we move out of his cab. This morning, right now.
Gloria, we better move.
Oh, why don't they let me alone?
Oh, drink your coffee, baby. Everything's going to be okay.
Drink your milk, baby. And off to bed you go.
Who used to tell you that? Your mother?
My aunt. My mother and father left me there once when I was very little. I stayed with her for quite a while. She and my Uncle Pat, the husband. Oh, well, I was crazy about them. It was different. It was like they cared, you know? really cared.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
I like them. Well, what's the use?
Yeah, what's the use of anything?
Girl, you know what?
What?
We used to go to mass.
You mean church?
You imagine? I haven't thought of this in years.
Wow.
And I went to this crazy school, you know, a Catholic school?
Yes.
We said prayers every night. I mean, it was wild.
Did you mind saying all those prayers and going to church?
Mind? Like, what? It made me feel complete. As if I had somebody to turn to. You know?
What's that, huh?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You're crying.
So let me cry. It's just a mood. It'll pass.
I hate to see you crying.
Why? Everybody cries.
I wasn't sure you'd meet me. It's been like a nightmare, only worse because it's real. It's happening. Where is she?
There's a plainclothes cop outside of this place. I spotted him. Did you put him there? And is he going to arrest me if I don't tell you where Sue is? I mean, what is this thing? Because if it is, you know, forget it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. What's sorry got
to do with it? Please tell me where Susie is. All these weeks I'm looking for, I'm searching for.
We're all searching for something. Sue is looking for something, too. So she settled for the substitute.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
You're always saying that. Oh, my God.
Well, I suppose a girl like you doesn't believe in it, huh?
A girl like me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. There you go again. Look, suppose you find Sue. Then what?
Then what? I'll take her home where she belongs.
Then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Well, what are you thinking? What's going to happen then? What do you think she's going
to
do?
You'll have to have care, professional care.
You kick the habit?
Well, it can be done.
So?
You supply her. Last night I heard you tell her you'd try to get her.
Yeah, get her fixed.
Oh, it's criminal. Something that's criminal.
Criminal? By whose value? Yours? Mister, what are your values worth? They're phony. You know that? I don't know why I waste my time talking to you.
Oh, don't go. Please don't go. Look, I have more money with me. Tell me how much you want to take me to Susie, please.
I'll take you to her when she says she wants to see you. Okay? Right now, she's got no time for it.
Oh, please sit down. Help me. Tell me what's wrong.
Oh, brother.
No, we gave her love, everything she ever wanted.
You gave her nothing she wanted.
Gloria, are you...
Go ahead, ask, go on.
Are you a runaway?
Yeah. You got any questions?
I guess you come from a nice family.
Oh, the best kind. You know, like when I was 16, my father bought me a shiny brand new sports car. It's still there, sitting in our three-car garage. Does that give you the picture?
A picture of your background, nothing else.
You don't understand why I ran off.
No. No, it's beyond all comprehension. To come to this filthy neighborhood, why? To give up everything clean and decent for all this.
Clean and decent? Oh, sure, all the trappings were clean. But decent? Forget it.
You know, I have a strong feeling your family is very, very decent.
By your values. By their values. They even go to church on Sunday.
And you hold that against them, huh?
They don't even know what church means. They hate. They hate this group and that group. They don't even want to get involved. They're too comfortable. Church? Sure, my father makes a big contribution to the church with the money he makes from putting little guys out of business. Don't talk to me about decency and values.
Their values aren't good enough for me. Oh, don't you understand?
You feel these things so deeply.
You better believe I do.
But my daughter, tell me about Susan. In God's name, try to put me straight.
There you go with God again. Okay. Okay, I know Sue, and I know her better than you, and I love her more than you do. And if she didn't have me around, she'd probably get into more trouble than she already is in. Oh, I've had it. I'm going to split.
Wait. Now, wait a minute.
Believe me, I'm grateful for everything you've done for her.
Okay. You want to know about Sue?
More than I want to live at this moment.
You're always talking about God, right?
Well, not really. I
mean all this in God's name and oh, my God.
All right.
God, I mean, I don't know what he is or if there is one. Maybe there's just a divine force. There's got to be something. Somebody or something created this whole bit.
I'm sure of that.
Okay, so we call it God. So dig it. You and your wife didn't create your daughter. God created her, and he put you in charge of your daughter. You were supposed to take care of her, teach her good values, not your set of phony values. Am I getting through?
I'm not sure.
No, you couldn't understand. I'm trying to say that you should have been more committed to her instead of letting her get lost.
A girl like you can talk like that?
It's what it's all about. Only you people don't understand. Because what do you know about girls like me? You didn't even know about your own daughter. She can't relate to you.
No, I don't understand these terms. Relate? Committed?
All right, I'll put it in your terms. Love, discipline, guidance. Susie didn't get all of this. And don't come up with how much you love her. Because your love has no shape, no meaning. It's just a useful word.
Maybe I have a lot to learn.
No, it's too late.
No, it's not too late. Susie can be given care. There are places for that.
Well, keep the faith.
But I've got to know where she is. You've got to tell me.
When she wants you to know, you'll know. So long.
That detective.
Oh, you're right. He'll arrest me, right? For what? And it'll get you nowhere. Good night. And you'll keep coming to this place. Maybe sometime. You know what I mean?
You tramp. You're no good.
In whose book and by whose values? Oh, cow, baby.
Glad I came home when I did.
So good to me.
Honey, I love you like you're my own sister.
I know. It's the same with me.
Only, I'm no good for you, Sue. I mean, I help you with this rotten habit, and I shouldn't. I mean, I know what it is. Oh, look, you scared me last night, and you're going to scare me again.
because it's going to get worse, and it never gets better.
Don't cry. Please, don't cry.
No, I'm not. Listen, I've been thinking, and this neighborhood is bad news, and there's nothing here for you. You've got to get away from here.
What are you talking about?
Well, that aunt and uncle of yours, you know, that you dug so much. Well, I'm going to take you to them, and they'll see that you get treated, and, look, you don't have to go home if you don't want to.
No.
Your aunt and uncle will take you in and take care of you.
No, I want to stay with you.
In the name of God, get out of here.
Oh, there you are. You spread enough money around, you can get information. Susie, I've had it up to here with you. Now, you're coming home, even if I have to drag you. A drug addict. My daughter, a drug addict. A cheap little runaway.
Let me alone.
I just hope I can get you home and into the house without our friends seeing you. Now, come on.
You let me alone.
Come back here. Come back, Susie. Come back.
She had disappeared through.
She was seen going that way.
That way?
Yeah, the river.
The river?
Come on.
Lord Jesus, it's been a long time. Maybe I don't rave. Only I know I need a lot of help. I remember when I was with Aunt Betsy and Uncle Pat, the priest used to say, "You always love a person. No matter what. Like, forgive." I suppose I need a lot of forgiving. Not Gloria, though. She's good. And I love her. Please help me. Help us both.
Are you really talking to someone named
Gloria?
It was a chance. Just an idea. I thought maybe you might be here. And, well, if you hadn't been, I had some idea of saying a prayer myself. Crazy, huh?
Gloria, I'm going to need some help. I can't go through it all alone.
I know. And you won't be alone. No matter what, baby. Like, you were talking to somebody when I found you.
You believe in God, Gloria.
Huh. It matters only what you believe. If it's your thing, you've got to believe in it. So what is this? Huh? Come on, Sue. Hey, you're trembling. Hey, you're going home.
Home? Oh, no,
hey,
I...
Hey, no, it's okay. Your father came in with me. He didn't see you. He's over there. He's praying, Sue.
Go on. Go over to him.
My heart praying?
Yeah.
Go on. Go over to him.
Thank God, thank God.
It's going to be bad. You know that, don't you? I'll start in again. And I'll start screaming, maybe. And I want to be dead.
All right, let's go home, darling. Let's go home.
Glory? Where is she? She's gone.
She knows where you'll be. Come on, Susie.
But I need her.
I want to get you home.
I need her.
You need God.
And what about you, Dad?
I need him, too. We all do.
Gloria.
She's going to be all right, too. Come on, Susie.
Here is Brother Bernard. Compassion, not righteous preaching, should be the basic attitude in helping another human being in his lonely struggle either to face or flee the harsh realities of life. Addiction to drugs can be symptomatic of many things: an inability to cope with the frustrations of life, an effort to escape from a loveless life or shattered image of oneself, a judgment on those who are not true to their values and the values they hold out to others. To be untrue is to preach honesty to your children when they know you are dishonest in your dealings with others. To be untrue is to preach about the fatherhood of God, but omitting others from the brotherhood of man because of race, creed, and color. To be untrue is to speak of love, but to remain cold, aloof, and dispassionate in our relationship with others. Only when we make authentic values our own and preach them by the example of our lives, only then will young people be willing to unfold before us and give us the privilege of sharing ours and their lived experiences.
To those young men who feel a desire to dedicate their lives to religious unity, by becoming a member of the Friars of the Atonement, we invite them to write to Graymore. May we remind you again to be remembered in the prayers of the friars and the men they shelter at the inn. All you need do is say your intentions, together with your name and address, to Brother Bernard, Graymore, Garrison, New York. And now Brother Bernard asks God's peace and blessing on you and your home.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he show his face to you and have mercy on you. May he turn his countenance to you and give you peace. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Maria Hour is presented each week by the Graymore Friars in the interest of St. Christopher's Inn, close by their monastery at Garrison, New York. The program is directed by Richard Janover. The script today was written by John Fleming. Music was under the direction of Lee Irwin. Heard on today's program were Kendall March, Sally Germerhorn, and Lawson Derby. The Graymore Friars of the station invite you to join our audience at this time next week for another transcribed Ave Maria Hour. This program is being heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the American Forces Radio and Television Service.